You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. From how the market fared today, the latest IPO launches, government's incentive for chip makers, to what's happening in the electric vehicle segment and all other updates in politics, health and economy. I'm back here with the top stories from India and around the world. But before we discuss other top stories of December 10th, let me first tell you, Chief of Defence Staff General Bipin Rawat, who died in a chopper crash on December 8th, was cremated today with full military honours in Delhi. His two daughters performed his last rites. The country lost General Rawat and 11 other personnel of the armed forces and the CDS's wife as well in an air crash in Tamil Nadu earlier this week. The lone survivor, Group Captain Varun Singh, is being treated at a hospital in Bengaluru. Now, let's get to some other important developments of the day. First up, the share market closed a choppy session flat, snapping a three-day gaining streak. Headline indices were dragged by financial and IT shares. However, gains in metal shares kept the losses in check. Sensex closed at 58,786 as it declined 20 points, whereas the Nifty 50 index marginally fell 5 points to end at 17,511. The broader markets outperformed the headline indices as both mid-caps and small-caps rose over 0.7%. Metro Brands Limited, backed by ace investor Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, launched its initial public offering today. The three-day issue will close for subscription on December 14th. The price range of the stock has been set at 485 to 500 rupees per share. The initial share sale includes a fresh issuance of equity shares worth 295 crore rupees, whereas the promoters and other shareholders have offered to sell 2.14 crore equity shares. The public offering is estimated to raise 1,367 crore rupees at the top of the pricing band. On the first day of bidding, the Metro Brands IPO was subscribed a little more than 26%. Next up, the shares of Star Health and Allied Insurance Company made a tepid debut at the exchanges today. Again, backed by billionaire Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, the stock listed at a discount of 6% over its issue price of 900 rupees. Following the listing, Jhunjhunwala told CNBC TV 18 that even though near-term factors do affect the perception of valuation, he has full confidence in the management of Star Health and thus has not sold any shares in the IPO of the company. According to him, health insurance is a nascent industry in India and Star Health has a 31% market share in retail health insurance. He invested in Star Health 30 months ago and industry dominance is one of the reasons he never sold any shares in the IPO. Moving on, the government has prepared a 76,000 crore rupee incentive program to attract chipset makers. This incentive program would need cabinet approval and is likely to be tabled and approved before December 31st. The government has estimated that this incentive program will invite investments of about 1.7 lakh crore. It is also hoping to attract players like Intel, MediaTek and Qualcomm among others. The government is further looking to provide infra support for setting up fabrication facilities. This development comes at a time when semiconductor crisis continues to haunt private vehicle sales, as despite huge bookings, dealers were unable to satisfy consumers due to supply issues resulting in long waiting periods, according to the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association. Meanwhile, Suman Mishra of Mahindra Electric expects 30% electrification in the three-wheeler segment by 2025. According to her, a few years later, we'll see about 80 to 90% penetration in this segment. Well, even as we see electrification as a clean tech solution to environmental pollution, the path to owning an electric vehicle is fraught with daunting challenges such as high vehicle cost, operational range, battery replacement cost, and the long charging time of batteries. So, what could be a solution to this? The adoption of battery swapping or battery as a service model may serve as an ideal solution in terms of sustainability of the EV market. So, basically, battery swapping or battery as a service allows customers to lease batteries as a separate component of the car. The customer can take out the discharge battery and change it with a fully charged one. Battery leasing can help the EV owner save purchase costs and address shorter range issues. The service is also less time consuming and requires minimum infrastructure compared to charging the battery at a station. These advantages make the battery as a service model a viable option for EVs, driving future adoption. Moving on, here's a look at some updates on the COVID front. First of all, let me tell you, what is the COVID antibody cocktail that AstraZeneca wants to bring to India? AstraZeneca's Evusheld is a monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID. It has been granted an emergency use approval in the US for use on immunocompromised individuals. The pharma firm says that it is also in talks with Indian authorities to provide evidence of the treatment to get the necessary emergency approvals in India as well. According to AstraZeneca, this monoclonal antibody cocktail will provide adequate ammunition in the fight against COVID, especially for high-risk, vulnerable and immunocompromised patients. Meanwhile, the Minister of Health for State, Bharati Praveen Pawar, today informed the Lok Sabha that a total of 108 countries recognize the Indian COVID vaccination certificate for travel purposes. Next up is an update from the political world. As the 2022 assembly elections in several states loom, Uttar Pradesh CM Yogi Adityanath is confident that the BJP will win more than 350 seats in the upcoming Uttar Pradesh elections. In an exclusive interview with News 18, he says he sees no one as a challenge since the work done by his government for the state and the people gives him confidence. Taking on Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav, the UP CM said the opposition was attempting polarization before polls by invoking Muhammad Ali Jinnah, and that election tourism by Priyanka Gandhi won't help Congress either. Lastly, a special charter flight from Kabul carrying over 100 people, including Afghan Sikhs and Indians, was expected to arrive in Delhi this evening, according to reports. This flight is also likely to fly back over 90 Afghan nationals stranded in India, along with some medical supplies. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back next week with the top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.